Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servo-Didio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in each week and sending in your questions to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Well, tonight, again, is part of our series over the summer, which is just so incredible with the wonderful guests that we have. Tonight we have Dr. Noah St. John. Dr. Noah St. John is known as the father of affirmations and the mental health coach to the stars. He's the author of 22 books, including his new book, The Seven-Figure Life, How to Leverage the Four Focus Factors for More Wealth and Happiness. Working with Hollywood celebrities, eight-figure company CEOs, and professional athletes, Noah is famous for helping entrepreneurs make more in just 12 weeks than they made in the last 12 months while winning their lives back. Welcome, Dr. Noah St. John. Thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Well, it's great to be here. Thanks.
Yes, I just can't wait to get started. So you say that living a seven-figure life is about more than money. What do you mean by that?
Well, when people hear the title of my new book, as you mentioned, it's my 22nd book that's out now called The Seven-Figure Life, How to Leverage the Four Focus Factors for More Wealth and Happiness, they think it's all about, you know, money, right? It's seven-figure life. Yeah. Sounds like all about money. So, you know, I'm a business coach, executive coach. I'm also a keynote speaker. You know, I get to speak for organizations, teams, companies all around the world. And one of the things I like to do to prove this point is I say to my audience members, okay, I want you to imagine I'm going to give you $1 million right now. And everybody goes, oh, that sounds great, right? And I say, there's just one catch. And they go, well, what is it? And they say, well, you have no time to enjoy it whatsoever. No time at all. You're working all the time, and you have no time whatsoever. So does that sound like a good deal? And they're like, well, no, not really. That's not a great deal. Okay, I tell you what. I'll give you $1 million, and you have to be sad, miserable, and depressed all the time. All right, sound good? No, that doesn't sound very good. Okay, how about this? I'll give you $1 million, and you have no one to enjoy it with. You have no relationships whatsoever, and, you know, you can't enjoy it with anybody. Sound good? No, none of that sounds any good, right? So that's how I like to prove the point of, you know, when we talk about the seven-figure life, it's not just about money. It's about also what I call the four focus factors, which I just showed you, time, energy, relationships, and money. So in the book, The Seven-Figure Life, I literally show you how to leverage those four focus factors so you can have a life of more wealth, health, and happiness.
Yes. So where do we learn that when we think about having money, making those seven figures, that maybe happiness isn't there, that we don't have that time? It's almost like people think that, well, they don't go hand in hand.
Well, absolutely, because we're taught that by all the gurus out there. All the gurus are out there saying, you know, you got to hustle and grind and work 16, 18, 20 hours a day, and if you're not working on Christmas Eve, then you're a loser. And I'm like, are you nuts? I mean, I want a life. I don't know about, you know, most people, well, actually, I do know most people want the same thing. But see, the problem is that those gurus, I call them the hustling grinders, they're taking up so much air out there, right? They're taking up social media and, you know, they're great at getting attention for themselves. So many people think, well, geez, if I'm not doing it that way, I guess I'm doing something wrong. And my message is, no, you're not doing anything wrong. They're just these people that, and hey, maybe they love to work 18, 20 hours a day. I've met lots of those people. I'm sure most of us have. But that's the point, is that's not the only recipe for success. In fact, that's a recipe for stress, anxiety, and burnout.
Absolutely. And I see that a lot in my private practice. They work mm-hmm. all these hours, but they never get to really reap the benefits, the rewards, that their family, that others around them are being able to enjoy themselves. And you speak a
Correct.
Lot about head trash as one of the number one reasons why people feel stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Would this be considered head trash, or is there something else to it?
Well, there's a little more to it. What I teach and have been teaching for over 25 years to, you know, whether it's one-on-one coaching or group coaching or even my keynote speeches, you know, I've been doing this for 25 years. I started in 1997 in a one-bedroom, 300-square-foot basement apartment, which wasn't even one bedroom. It was just one, you know, 300-square-feet studio in a basement. You know, so I've been doing this for over 25 years now. And, you know, one of the things that I've been teaching is when you think about your goals, so for everyone listening to the program, think about your goals, you know, what it is that you want over the next 12 months, you know, whether it's in your health, your money, your finances, your business, your career, your relationships. So again, it's not just about the money, but also more about your life. So think about those things that you want, right? And so, you know, people say to me, well, Noah, you know, I want more money. I want to grow my business. I want to start my business. I want to write a book. I want to do an online course. I want to lose weight. I want to find love. I want a happy marriage. You know, all these different goals that we have, right? But here's what happens. So many people set their goals, and then the very next thing that they say is, but I probably can't do it because ... right? And then they just give me an excuse of why they can't do it. Well, Noah, I want to grow my business, but I don't have the money, right? Or I want to, you know, get a, you know, improve with this aspect of my life, but I don't have the time, right? Or I want a happy marriage, you know, but my spouse won't let me do it. Or I want this, but I can't do it because of this. See, so everything that happens after the word because is what I call your head trash. It's the voice in your head that says, here's why I want these things, but I probably can't do it. And here's what's the amazing thing about your head trash. This is something I've been teaching in my books and online courses and coaching, you know, for over 20 years, is you always make yourself right, right? We always make ourselves right. So if you're telling yourself, well, Noah, I really want to make more money. I want to, you know, have a happy marriage. I want to lose weight, but I can't do it because ... Well, that's, guess what? You're going to make yourself right. So my question that I always ask my clients, whether it's one-on-one or coach or group coaching, is would you rather be right or would you rather be rich and happy?
Yes. And it's so important because so many times I think people are not aware sometimes of that negative, I say, monologue that they're playing on
right.
in their head, almost like brushing their teeth. It becomes just this automatic habit that they'll say, oh, I'd like to do this, but I can't do this. Oh, but I'd love to do this, but not this. So they keep talking themselves out of it and almost put more energy into the negative of making themselves right than saying, maybe I can use that. It's try something different. Say, I could do it. Because I think, you know, sometimes at first it's not that easy to make those seven figures. It's not easy to start that business, to start writing that book. But that's the whole part of the process, and not to get so discouraged and stuck in that head trash.
Mm-hmm. You're exactly right. I'll give you a great example from one of my clients. So I was talking to one of my clients. His name's Charles. And I said, we're talking about this very topic. And I said, Charles, how much do you think your head trash is going to cost you this year? In other words, if we don't fix this problem, how much do you think it's going to cost you? And without batting an eye, he said $1 million. No, if I don't fix this problem, I'm literally going to lose out on $1 million in the next 12 months. And, he's an entrepreneur and, you know, he's a real go-getter. He'd read lots of self-help books, gone to all these different seminars, but really nobody had ever talked to him about the problem that was causing every other problem. And so, which is this head trash that I've been teaching for 25 years. And so he said, you know, I'm going to lose $1 million if we don't get this fixed. So I said, you know what, first of all, Charles, I hear this all the time. You know, people say this to me, you know, that, Noah, if we don't fix this, you know, I'm going to lose $10,000, $50,000, $100,000 a month, right? That's six, seven figures a year, right, that people are just losing out on just because they keep listening to their head trash and no one's helped them actually take out their head trash. And so the point is, I said to him, you know, first of all, it's very common. But number two, I tell you what, why don't you just give me 10% of that $1 million and I will find you that $1 million in the next 12 months. Now, Charles was familiar with my work. You know, he'd read my books. He was familiar with me, and, you know, he'd been referred to me by other people. And so, he trusted that I can get him these results. He said, okay, let's do it. So he paid me $100,000. I mean, that's 10% of $1 million, right? So that's one of the reasons I love working with, high performers and action takers, because they make decisions quickly and firmly, right? They don't dilly-dally. They don't say, oh, let me think about it. They said, let's go. Let's do it. So he did it, and he took action. You know, I helped him do this, and I didn't find him $1 million in the next 12 months. I found him $1.8 million in 10 months. So he gave me a dollar. I gave him $18 back, right? So is that a good deal? No, that's a great deal, right? In fact, he just sent me an email. He said, guess what? No, guess where I am? I'm on a 7-week vacation with my wife. We just bought a new RV with all the new money we've got. And so we bought a new RV. We're taking 7 weeks off. We're driving around the Southeast. He said, so not only am I making a lot more money, but now I have more time than ever before.
Incredible. And I think what really sets you apart from all these other coaches and these speakers is you speak about the importance of mental health coaching. Because I think so many times people feel like, well, I can just do this if I have all the business side of it. But emotionally, mentally, if you're not able to speak yourself to it, to work yourself to it, just like, you know, if you want to lose weight, you have to be able to exercise and watch what you eat and be able to handle both. You can't do one without the other. And I think it's also important when want to be successful, you need to make sure you're healing, you're feeding, you're strengthening your mental health. What is that like with your clientele? Mm-hmm. Do they kind of try to take a step back? Are they open to it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why people come to me. It's actually funny because Charles, the client I was just telling you about, he told me that he walked by my book in Barnes & Noble 3 times. I have another book called The Power Habits. It's called Power Habits. And he walked by it's got my picture on it. And so he walked by it 3 times. And then finally, Spirit just led him to buy my book finally after walking by it 3 times. He's like, something's telling me I got to get this book. And that's when he reached out to me. But, yeah, I mean, they're absolutely, what's so amazing is so many people have spent lots of time, money, and effort on all these different programs and gurus and self. I call it shelf help, right? A lot of people have a lot of shelf help. And so, mm-hmm. They spend all this time, money, and effort. But, it's just sitting there on the shelf. And meanwhile, they're not really making any, they're just not seeing the results. And one of the reasons for that is because, with other systems, they're really talking about these external things. They're just focusing on like motivation and willpower rather than really looking at what are the habits that actually drive success. And not only that, when you focus on external behaviors like motivation and willpower, you're focusing on the wrong thing. It's like if I were, in my keynote speeches, I like to also play a little game and I say, okay, everybody, now I want you to see how silly it is to focus on externals like motivation and willpower. So imagine, let's say there's 1,000 people in the auditorium, right, or, in the venue. And I say, all right, now everybody, I want you to get along and like each other. And everybody starts laughing. They go, well, what do you mean, Noah? I don't even know these people. I'm like, exactly, see? So if I say things like that, that's what those other programs are telling you. They're telling you to just do these external things that don't mean anything, right? So we have to go underneath that, really, to the inner transformation and what actually causes behavior. So that's what I've been teaching, my clients and my whether one-on-one or group or in, my keynote speeches for over 25 years, which is we can't change behavior at the level of behavior. You have to go underneath the behavior to what's actually causing it. And then the great thing is it's actually 10 times faster and easier than trying to do it from the outside in.
Absolutely. It's really getting down mm-hmm. to those core beliefs, those core mm-hmm. thoughts, and then working from the inside out. Now, as That's you were right. mentioning your client, Charles, he's not the only one. You are famous for helping clients make more in 12 weeks than they made in the previous 12 months. We have to know, how is that possible? How do you do that?
It is. It's pretty amazing.
Like to know.
And yet, I know, right? Who wouldn't, right? Who wouldn't want to make more in 12 weeks than in the past 12 months? But here's the key point. It's while winning your life back, right? And I literally say while winning back 1 to 3 hours in your day, and 4 to 8 weeks per year, right? And so Charles is, a great example of that. Like I said, he's not only making more money, but he's got more time than ever before. Because imagine if I said, okay, hey, here's the secret to success. Ready? All right, work 10 times harder. Don't take a break. Don't see your family. And, don't take a vacation. And just work all the time. All right, sound good? And you're like, no, that stinks. I don't want to do that, right? How the heck is that a solution? But there's left so many people are teaching that very thing. And I go, are you crazy? That is not the life that we want, right? But there's lots of people teaching that. So, no, what I do is different. And so what I've been teaching for a very long time is really just these two simple factors. And that is inner game and outer game, all right? So whenever we're trying to form a new habit, right, we humans, We always have to do these two things, whether we want to make more money, whether we want to start a business, grow a business, sell a business, right? You want to add 6 or 7 or even 8 figures to your business, which I've helped so many people do over the last 25 years. The point is that we have these two aspects, these two elements, right? I call them the inner component and the outer component. We just say inner game and outer game. So your inner game is everything that happens between your ears that you can't see directly, but it affects everything that you do, right? So, for example, if you think about your beliefs, right, and one of the things I like to do in my keynote speech is I say, all right, now everybody, what is one area of your life where your beliefs don't affect you? And people go like this. They go, I go, exactly. There's no place your beliefs don't affect you, right? Your beliefs affect your health, right, your mental health, your stress level, your peace of mind, your just level of happiness and fulfillment. Your beliefs also affect your wealth, right? Your money, your finances, your career, your business, all of those things that are dealing with your money or your finances. And then, of course, your relationships, right? Your beliefs affect your relationships, your personal life, your professional life, your intimate relationships, families, friends. There's no place your beliefs don't affect you. But here's the thing. You can't see a belief. You can only see the effects of a belief. So that's one reason why you could be doing really well in one area of your life, but maybe you're stuck or you're struggling in another. For example, maybe you know, your health is doing really well, but maybe, you know, you're not making the money you want, or vice versa. Maybe your business is going great, your career is going great, but, you know, your health is suffering, your relationships are suffering. So, see, it's not cookie cutter, one size fits all. It's very customized, personalized approach for each person. So that's your inner game. But then we also have the outer game, right? The outer game is everything you can see directly, right? So, for example, in your business, right? Let's say you have an online business. You have to have your offers. You have to have the right offers. You have to have the right funnels. You have to have the right traffic. You have to have all those things dialed in. So once we focus on and realize that everything comes down to inner game or outer game, then everything becomes a lot easier. But what's so amazing is that, you know, with my clients that I've been working with for, you know, over 20 years, is that 95% of the money that I've helped people make, meaning literally adding 6 and 7 and even 8 figures, 95% of that money has come from inner game, not outer game. And so what happens is so many people are spending all this time, money, and effort on the outer game, right? The marketing, the sales, and all those things. And, you know, you have to do all that. But, you know, they're ignoring their inner game. Let me give you a quick example of that. I was working with another one of my clients. His name's Adam, and his business was doing well, but he was stuck. He was just, like, plateaued at a certain level for 4 years. You know, he'd gotten to, you know, been successful, but he couldn't grow. He just was stuck. And he'd thrown tens of thousands of dollars at the problem, and he just couldn't grow. So he heard me speak at an event in Los Angeles. I was speaking for about 1,000 entrepreneurs, 7 and 8 figure earners, you know, very successful people. And he literally came out of the audience who said, as soon as I finished speaking, he said, no, I want to hire you. You're the coach I've been looking for. See, I like, that's why I like working with high achievers. They make decisions quickly. And so the point is, I said, okay. And so he said, you know, when you just were talking about inner game and outer game and head trash and everything you just said, he said, I knew that you're the coach I've been looking for. And I tried all these other things and, you know, they're just not helping. And so I coached him for about 18 months. And that 18 months, he went from being stuck, plateaued for the previous 4 years to a 600% increase in sales. We got him to over $20 million in revenues in less than 18 months after being stuck for 4 years. The amazing thing about that is 99% of what we talked about was inner game. It wasn't about the outer game, all that stuff he spent all that time, money, and effort on. It was really just inner game, and then that's what gave him that hockey stick growth.
Yes, yes. How would you start with someone? If someone came to you and they really didn't know where to begin, they really didn't know how to identify their barriers or their blockage and couldn't see the moving forward. They couldn't see that light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, absolutely. So for, and we could do this, you know, this is exactly where I start with my clients and everybody listening to the program, you can do it right now. All right. So here's what you do. Step one is you look at and write down what it is that you want, right? I talked about that a moment ago, right? So think about and write down what it is that you want, right? So, and do it in the different areas of your life. The three main areas of your life are health, wealth, and relationships, right? So write down, what do I want in my health? You know, maybe I want to, you know, lose 10 pounds. Maybe I want to have six-pack abs. You know, maybe I want to, you know, fit in my clothes better, whatever that looks like for you, right? Then, you know, your wealth, your money. You know, I want to add, you know, $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month, or whatever it might be for you, or I want to start a new career, or I want to, you know, start my business, grow my business, sell my business, whatever it might be, whatever, you know, wherever you are, what stage in your business or career you're at. And then relationships, you know, what do you want to see in your relationships? Right. You know, I want to have a happy marriage. Or I want to find love. I want to find my soulmate. We help people do all of the above and more. Right. So those three areas. Right. So just sit down and write those. OK, then the second step is then I want you to write down everything that your head trash is telling you about your ability to have those things. Right. So like I was saying a moment ago, your head trash goes, yeah, man, I want all these things. I probably can't do it. You know, but I want you to be very specific. Write down, why can't you do it? Why? Like, what is your head trash saying specifically? Well, I can't do it because it usually comes down to I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I can't afford it, I don't have the right connections, you know, or my spouse won't support me, or what, my family doesn't believe in me. You know, it's usually about, you know, the same things for most people, and it comes down to just a few of those areas, right? And then the third step is, you know, you want to really understand that there is a solution, there is help available. You know, I've been teaching this for over 20 years, so, you know, you can reach out to me. You know, you can go to my website and you can get some help, you know, but or find someone or talk to somebody. But, you know, the point is that I want people to realize that help is available. You know, I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood, and so I saw the vast chasm between the haves and the have-nots. The haves was everyone else in the community. The have-nots was my family. And, see, there was no one there to help me. That's why it took me, you know, over 30 years to figure all this out. And I had to spend over $500,000 going to all the gurus out there only to find they can't teach their way out of a paper bag. So, you know, I had to create this system myself because no one was there to help me. And so my job now is to help people get there, frankly, a lot faster than I did. I mean, even, you know, because it took me having to piece it all together over 30 years. So now people, you know, that's why we have this program, like programs called like the 12-week breakthrough, where we literally do help you make more in 12 weeks than you did in the previous 12 months while winning your life back, you know. And so that's what's really great is there is help available. There is a solution. But make sure you're looking for a coach who has a system, not just a personality, because that's what, you know, I've been teaching for a long time is that there's a big difference between personality-driven success and system-driven success. Personality-driven is just what it sounds like. It means it's dependent on that guy's personality. And my question always was, well, what if I don't have that personality? And the answer is, well, you're out of luck. So, you know, with my system, it's a system-driven approach, right? It's about a system that anybody can fit into, even though it's customizable. That's the beauty of it. It's customized and personalized, but yet it's a solution that is system-driven rather than personality-driven.
Which makes a huge, huge difference for people, since so many different personalities, so many different types of people out there. Yes, it'll be customized. It's an individual program, but I think each person needs their own individual approach to it. You also speak lot about unconscious habits of the highly successful people. What is that about?
Well, I developed this system. That's the program that I was mentioning. The system is called the Power Habit System. So many, many years, because of all these years of study that I've put in and, you know, experience and working with people all around the world for the past 25 years, is I developed this system called the Power Habit System. So what I realized is that highly successful people are doing these habits unconsciously. And that means, number one, they don't even know they're doing them. And therefore, number two, they can't teach it. Right. So the point is that there's lots of books and, you know, gurus out there talking about habits. Right. But the problem is they're talking about conscious habits. And when we humans want to do a new habit or master a new habit, we go through four stages of competence. The first is unconscious incompetence. That means you don't know you don't know. Then the second stage is conscious incompetence. That means you know you don't know. The third stage is conscious competence, which is you know, and then the final stage is unconscious competence, which is you do without thinking. So the example I always like to give in my keynote presentations is driving a car, right? Probably everybody listening to this program knows how to drive a car, but guess what? You actually had to go through those four stages that I just talked about. First, you didn't know you didn't know how to drive a car. Then you knew you didn't know how to drive a car. Then you learned how to drive a car, right? You went to driver's ed, somebody taught you, right? And then now, for most of the people listening, you do it unconsciously, right? You're literally, when you're driving, you are not thinking about driving. You're thinking about 27 different other things. Well, guess what? It's exactly like that with dozens of things in our, or hundreds of things in our everyday lives. But for these highly successful people, the one percenters, they actually have done that with success. And so they're unconscious of it, and therefore they can't tell the rest of us. So have you ever gone to seminars and, you know, these gurus will say things and you're like, well, that's great, but you didn't say anything, right? You didn't help me. And that's what happens because they're saying things that aren't exactly wrong, but they don't help. It's kind of, you know, when they say like, well, believe in yourself, you know, and you're sitting in the back going, well, that's great, but I don't believe in myself. So what am I supposed to do, you know? So that's an example of, you know, how they're saying things that aren't exactly wrong, but are also completely not helpful. So the power habits of unconsciously successful people is exactly that. My power habit system, I broke down what these highly successful people do unconsciously that they don't even know they're doing, and therefore they can't teach it. And that's one of the reasons why my clients get these amazing breakthroughs in a very short amount of time. I'll give you a quick example. I had another client named Tamisa. She's an entrepreneur in Arizona, really great, you know, personality, very, very audacious, really smart and talented and motivated. And in fact, she's a self-proclaimed seminar junkie. You know, that's her words. She said she was going to all these seminars, but they just weren't helping. You know, she hit an income ceiling, that plateau, you know, like I was talking about. And, you know, just no matter what she tried, she just couldn't break through. Well, a friend referred her to me, and she joined my 12-week breakthrough program. Well, I taught her my power habit system, and in the first 2 weeks, she tripled her investment. She tripled in 2 weeks, and we hadn't even gotten to the money part yet. So imagine what happened, you know, when you get to the money part. It's like, boom, hockey stick. And you know what's also amazing is that she was able to, you know, build her self-confidence and her self-belief so much that she decided to enter her first bikini contest. And guess what? She came in third place, and she's 68 years old. So imagine 68. you know, her first bikini contest, talk about taking out your headdress.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you hit on a really important point that a lot of times with these gurus, with these speakers, with people that watch them, mm-hmm. if you don't understand or you've never experienced what they're speaking about, what is motivation? You can't really grasp it. If someone was never taught how to speak kindly to themselves, if someone didn't know how to or experience these different thoughts or feelings or ideas that you speak about, how can someone mm-hmm. actually start to work on them? So it's important, especially with a program like yours, you really help them identify it, but make it their own, but also let mm-hmm. them start to understand that language. Because, you know, everyone throws around these, you know, these key words, and a lot of times people are like, mm-hmm. they're great, but other than putting on a magnet on my refrigerator, what do I do with it? It doesn't really, how do I make that every day of being able to do that one thing, one small thing or something moving in that direction? So I think it's so many times saying, okay, then how do we describe it? What are examples of it? And each of these different people can really find out and then realize, okay, this is an example. This is how I can do this in my own life.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's what another thing that I'm, you know, known for, because it just annoyed me so much when these gurus would just, you know, talk for hours and say nothing. And I'm like, dude, you didn't say anything, you know? And it's like, it's so aggravating because, you know, there's so much misinformation out there. And that is really, really aggravating. And, you know, like Tamisa and so many others that I've coached over the years, you know, seminar junkies and lots of shelf help, but really not getting the results that they want. So this is, I really love when people get results. And, you know, that's why people get very excited, because like, oh my gosh, it actually worked. You know, and people get very excited about something that actually works.
Yes, yes. We're almost at the end of the show. Where can my mm-hmm. listeners buy your book, find your coaching programs, reach out to you? Where can they find all of this information?
Yeah, absolutely. So the new book is called The Seven-Figure Life, How to Leverage the Four Focus Factors for More Wealth and Happiness. So just very easy. Go to sevenfigurelifebook.com. So the number seven, sevenfigurelifebook.com. And there's actually, because you're listening to this program, when you get the book, I'll give you over $300 worth of free bonus gifts when you get the book at sevenfigurelifebook.com. And then if you'd like to learn more about my coaching and how I can help you, you know, make more in 12 weeks than in the last 12 months while winning your life back, just go to breakthroughwithnoah.com. Easy to remember. Breakthroughwithnoah.com. You can watch a video there, a video training that I did about, you know, how I've helped people. And you see lots and lots of case studies, including some of the people that I've talked about on this program. So breakthroughwithnoah.com.
Amazing. And thank you so much for coming on the show today. I've been taking notes the whole time. I'm just so, so excited. And thank you for all your knowledge, and thank you for what you do.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. And everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, please send us an email at insightintohealing@gmail.com. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.